Right, good morning. On the show this morning on Lifestyle, we're talking about making cheap or free phone calls, all prompted, I might add, by our former colleague Lucy Warhurst, who's moved to New Zealand, signed up as a Julian's person, was on the show the other week, and I said, Lucy, this phone line is really good. She said, oh, yes, it's being piped via my mum's place in Portsmouth. And then people rang in, didn't they, Talia?
It was, you know, 6:45 in the morning, I've just literally got all the phone lines were ringing, asking about this phone line. It was bizarre.
Because it was such good quality, John. You see, because she sounded like she was next door, not in New Zealand.
Does her mum run a telephone exchange? International directories via Pompey.
So that got us thinking, what is the system? And let's meet a man who knows a bit about it, because Colin Duffy is from VoIP Phone, which is one of the internet phone companies that does this kind of kit, and he's on the line right now. Morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So this is an interesting system. How does it work? Cause I'm told it's converting us into digital. Is that how it works?
It's pure magic, actually.
yeah, you're like Dumbledore, aren't you? You just go, blah, 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 blah. Wait, yeah. Go on.
Yeah, well, it's just a very simple way of making phone calls. They go over the internet instead of the ordinary telephone network. I mean, people have made a big fuss about it being VoIP, that's voice over internet. But actually, ordinary telephone calls use a thing called TDM, time division multiplexing, and nobody knew anything about that, did they?
True, good point. And that's also turning us into digital as well, isn't it?
That's right. So it's simply another way of making a phone call using a different set of technologies. But the technologies that are called VoIP are now being used on ordinary phone calls as well, because pretty much all calls now are converted into VoIP somewhere in the network. It's just that ordinary customers don't have it all the way to their home yet.
Cutting to the quick about Lucy and her call, were we just lucky that day that she got a good line and she sounded like she was next door? Because we've had other people on the show from New Zealand and they do sound like they're in the back end of beyond. Or is it the system she's using, if you see what I mean?
It's down to the quality of the connection. We're using VoIP now, and I hope this call's okay.
It's good. Where are you?
I'm in Brighton, although, our friends in New Zealand, you didn't ring a New Zealand number when you rang me. You rang a London number.
And has that saved
it's
us...
magic.
It's magic.
It is.
Has that saved us money?
I don't think it'll save you any money because you're not on VoIP, are you? But if you were on VoIP and you were calling me, it would be free. It wouldn't just save you money. It's a free call.
Right.
Getting back to the quality of the call, it just simply depends on the quality of the connection. If you've got a reasonably good connection and you're not trying to do a million other things with the internet as well, then you're going to have not just an ordinary quality call like you would get on an ordinary PSTN or a mobile, you get a very, very good one indeed because it's digital and it's working at CD quality.
Okay. Couple of things, Colin. If more normal phone calls are going over the internet now, does that mean all our international calls, the cost will come crashing down, everything will be about 1p a minute, they'll pass it on because they'll be saving money?
If only it was as simple as that. But to be fair, international calls have crashed down, and it's now very cheap to call somewhere like New Zealand, so long as you're on a sensible tariff. I mean, it's generally only 5-6p a minute on an ordinary, on a regular conversation. Of course, BT do take the mickey a little bit. If you don't get yourself on the right tariff, they'll charge you, I think it was about 35p or something a minute, whereas we charge 1.5p all the time at any time. We don't have packages. But to be fair, international calling rates have fallen. I think one of the most expensive types of phone calls these days are to mobiles rather than to just long-distance calls.
Tell me about it. Yeah. Stay there, Colin, because we're going to get more advice from you, and we're going to link you up via Brighton, via London, via Southampton,
via Portsmouth,
to New Zealand.
By magic.
By magic. It's all coming up in the next half hour. 9:02. If you've got any questions, queries or suggestions, keep them coming on 0845 30 3961. BBC Radio Solent, Julian Clegg meets John Cuthill, meets Tali.
We're talking phones. Now, this is all new to me. I'm not really internet trained, but apparently by using the internet, you can get very cheap calls indeed. if not completely and utterly free. And when was the last time you had anything free in life?
Exactly. And the other good thing is the quality can be rather good, as we discovered when we linked up with our very own Lucy Warhurst, who is now in New Zealand.
Absolutely. And she joins us now this morning, stroke this evening. Good evening to you, Lucy Warhurst.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Julian.
See, it is a good phone line, isn't it? Once again, it's beautifully clear.
It is.
Beautifully clear.
It's a perfect sound. So clear that you can actually hear the rain and the hail if you listen.
So listen.
No.
No.
Oh, another thing.
Oh, yeah, could a bit. When you talk, I can hear something in the background. Is that the rain on the roof?
It's the rain. I just opened the door for you. So you've got the better weather for once.
Yeah, we've got 24 degrees today and sunshine. It's our turn at last.
Oh, well, we've got rain and hails and real, real gusty winds, so there you go.
Now, Lucy, just explain, are we phoning your mum's place to talk to you this morning? How does it work? I'm terribly confused.
OK, well, my mum she hasn't changed her phone number, but she's got a same landline. But through this particular deal, she gets a second box, which she bought for 50 quid, and she posted it over to me. I plug it into my broadband Ethernet and a phone line, and I get free calls to any landline in the UK, and she phones me for free anytime she likes. So it's great.
That's good, isn't it?
And what number do you find? So does anyone go through... Sorry, I'm really thick here.
No,
everyone
go
goes
for
through
yeah, yeah.
Your Portsmouth number or your mum's Pompey number?
No, it's not. It's a separate number. So
okay.
I've just got an 02392 number and you just call it directly as you would any local number. So,
I've got it.
And
yeah.
Then you link to New Zealand. So every time you ring that 02392, we get you. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
This is quite.
It'd be a bit confusing if my mum had the same number and it kept ringing in the UK and here.
But this is quite good fun because it really is a case of where are they? Because at the moment, Colin Duffy, who's CEO of Inet Telecoms Limited, he's actually in Brighton, but we're phoning a London number. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
You could hide with this, Colin, can't you?
Well, the trick too is that. I'm in Brighton, but I can unplug the phone I'm using now and take it anywhere I want to in the world and plug it into any internet connection. And when you call my Brighton number, you'll get me.
So you'll always be ringing a Brighton number, but you'll be wherever you are.
That's
although
right.
Today we're going via London because I'm looking at the number and it's an 020.
That's right. But you're not actually going via London. You're using a London number to connect to me, but there's actually nothing there in Brighton, in London.
We've got questions, Colin. For example, Joy from Poole says, so when we get these free calls, or very, very cheap calls, someone must be making money somewhere along the line. How much, who and how? Good question, Joy. I mean, a big question there for you, Colin, but...
Yeah, it's quite simple. I mean, when you send an email, it's free, isn't it? You don't actually pay to send your email. What you've done is you've paid to buy your broadband connectivity and you pay so much a month and they give you so much allowance in your package to use. It's the same with when you're sending your voice down the network, just like you're sending an email down the network. It's free because you've already paid for it. As far as we're concerned, here at Vodafone, we make money by selling very small services to small businesses, like a telephone extension and... a group and a call queue, and we sell those things for 99p each. See, the thing about VoIP is that it makes free phone calls, but it also gives you lots and lots of services that only the very big businesses could have in the past.
Such as?
Well, PBX extensions, music on hold, call transfer, thousands of them.
Do you think this will have an effect on the telecommunications industry if more and more people get on board this sorts of thing? Is this going to force the big players to change their attitudes, change their pricing and change their methods?
Yes, and it already is. That's because although VoIP is still spoken about as though it's something new and strange, it's actually there in the core of the network. So BT's 21st Century Network is replacing all its existing technologies and replacing them with VoIP. And that's going to happen in the next couple of years by 2010. I think it slipped a year, but 2011, the whole of BT's core networks will be VoIP. Now, whether they roll it out to end users depends on whether end users want it or not. Mm-hmm. But the whole of the networks across the world will be VoIP.
Lucy, were you an internet phone call bunny before you went?
No, not at all. And we were thinking about getting one of these Skype phones, which people are going on about because they are, you know, either free or cheap calls through your internet. But I think you've got to have your laptop or your PC on at the time, and then you've got to sit by the PC, and I think that would get very annoying. And then, you know, we discovered this whole new thing, which, you know, is Ethernet-based, and it's the next step up, and it's much more convenient. And we just use it. We'll actually call it the bat phone because it's, you know, our special number.
That's brilliant. Listening to you, actually, is Daphne. Daphne and Leon Solent, who uses Skype. Daphne, good morning.
Hello.
Having heard Lucy and her VoIP or equivalent of, are you tempted because you use Skype?
It does sound good. I mean, it cost me less than a penny a minute, and I can do it free. If the person at the other end is on Skype, then I get it for free.
Right.
I'm not a computer expert, so my son rigged it up for me. It only took about 3 or 4 minutes, about 3 years ago. I put £20 on it every time I've run out of money. In fact, that happens automatically now.
Right.
So, to my mind, it's pretty good. And for somebody who's not a computer expert, it's okay. I've just got a laptop and I just plug it in. I've got a set of headphones, but I could have an ordinary wireless phone, or I could connect it to my ordinary phone, apparently.
Okay.
But I haven't done that
yet. Can I ask you both, Daphne and Lucy, how it's changed your sort of connect your relationship with the family? Because in the old days it might be a call every week or months. I mean, Lucy, do you talk to Mum a lot more?
I have to admit, I spoke to Mum quite regularly anyway, because she doesn't really care about the cost, and she just kept ringing me because, you know, there's that definitely strong mother-daughter bond. So she would call all the time anyway and just say, oh, well, whatever, I'll afford the cost. But now what it means is that I can just pick up the call, the phone anytime, and instead of having to phone a code from one of these prepaid cards and then the whole number and it, you know, to see if the network was available, now I can just pick up, call a regular, you know, preset dial number. It's much easier, and I can just kind of feel like I can phone for a quick, oh, I forgot to mention this, and,
that's nice,
you know,
isn't it?
Give her a call instead of doing the whole, you know, call for half an hour and it's a big event. And same with friends, you know, if I call friends, it would be maybe once a month for three quarters of an hour, whereas now they can phone me for a local rate. So, yeah, I feel more in contact with everybody.
And is that the same for you, Daphne?
Yes, yes, we just don't think of the money. I also phone all the national calls in UK, and even local calls are cheaper by using it. So I do use it a lot, yeah.
Terrific. Colin, where's this going to go next, then? Where's this technology going to take us next?
I think it'll just get really boring. I think it'll just get like an ordinary telephone service.
Yeah.
People will pick the phone up and it'll just work, and there'll be nothing to say about it. They'll just use it all the time.
But I think, wait, Colin, just one thought. Do you think we'll actually assign ourselves our numbers? So, like you're saying, you're in Brighton. Will it get to the point where we can say, well, I don't live in Bournemouth, I don't want to be A1202, I can be something else?
Yes, technically you're an IP address,
yeah,
not a telephone number.
Exactly,
anymore.
Which I think if people don't want a bit of anonymity about it, that might be good.
Yeah.
That's a thought, isn't it? Yeah.
Handy if you work for MI5,
yeah.
I should imagine. Colin, an absolute
yes, thank you, John,
pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you so much. That's Colin Duffy there from... Have I got the right telecoms?
VoIP phone is the easiest way.
Okay, VoIP phone there.
VoIP phone, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed, Colin. Also, Lucy,
Hi, Lucy.
You for joining us from lovely New Zealand. I do hope,
you're
and
welcome.
I mean this, the weather gets better soon.
It will. It better do, because we're going camping and rafting for the weekend, so it's going to be absolutely freezing. I hope it's not wet as well.
Show off. I hope it chucks it down on you.
Bye-bye, Lucy. That's Lucy Warhurst, of course, talking to us from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Look at the time. 9:15.